world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
9/11 families are still wounded.
Teach this kind of material to young children is beyond anything a godly Christian.
And even though in California it's a two-party state, you need both parties to...
I am gay.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. On this show, truth is our bitch, and we go anywhere, and I mean anywhere, to find it. We're talking with Mr. Raj Fanin. He is a businessman originally from Alexandria, Egypt. He is a resident of Southern California. We're discussing with him this hour, and have been discussing with him, the mosque at Ground Zero. Proposed mosque near the site of the World Trade Center disaster, the murder, the horror of that day, September the 11th, 2001. And I want to give people just a little where I stand. Some people, where do you stand, Phil? I'm opposed to it. I believe that the individuals that perpetrated the acts on September the 11th, I understand that they were vocally Muslim people. They were very vocal in their expression that this was an act endorsed by their religious sensibility, their spiritual leaders. They cloaked it. They cloaked it in religion. Now, having said that, I understand that people who are law-abiding, decent American Muslims would want to say, good Lord, we don't want to be identified with that. We don't want to be identified with that. We want people to know that we're Americans, we're patriots, and we want them to know more about our religion, and we want to bless this place. We want to bless this hallowed ground with a mosque. I understand that, too. And I would almost be willing to back them up were it not for the fact that I'm a little disquieted by this. If you say to somebody, I want to help you heal, I am not like those people that committed that horrible act. I'm gonna help, and we want to put a mosque here. And though the people respond by saying that's gonna hurt even worse, then you should have the good grace and the common courtesy to say, okay, I'll back off. We'll back off till such time as perhaps the environment is better. But they don't. They push it, and that indicates to me that their motives are not exactly the highest of high-minded motives, that there might be aggression to this stand. Like there's I don't know. It doesn't feel right. 877-876-PHIL, our website, philhenryshow.com. Go on over there right now. Get yourself a backstage pass and take a look at the live streaming video and listen to the live streaming audio of our show. You don't even have a clue as to how to enjoy our show unless you have the BSP and watch our live streaming video. All right. Raj, what do you think? Raj Fanin joining us. What's wrong with what I just said?
Well, what is wrong with what you just said? What's wrong with what I said?
No, but please, do me the, just indulge me. What I said was, if you really do care about what happened on 9/11 and you understand that people are hurt, then why not back off and wait for a better time?
There's no time late. There's an old saying that in America, you are the people that came up with this saying. No time like the present.
And well, what does that mean?
What it means is that you might as well get moving and get, you know, this movie. Let me ask my son, Phil, please. I get up, please. Shawshank Redemption. He says, you best get on living or best get on dying. I think you should get on living. If we put this mosque there, and we say, now the Muslim people can have a symbol to come to America and say, this is America, the mosque, and I feel reassured because I see my... Yes, I do. I see my woman there in America, and I know, you know, like you do in a basketball game, you'll say, yes, you know. If I see my wife in this Becca, you know, Todd's mother, I say, yes, you know, now I'm home. But if I don't, and all I see is this statue, so-called of liberty, with the arms exposed, with the face exposed, with the contour of the body, you can see the hip and the butt and the boot. the breast, you know. And
boy, you know, I was looking at a picture of Statue of Liberty. It's hard for me to make out any kind of a contour on that form, that statue.
Well, that's nice of you to say, Mr. Anthony, but I don't think you're being entirely honest about that.
I'm being entirely honest. I looked at a picture of the Statue of Liberty. She wears a multi-layered toga. The only thing exposed...
And the feet are exposed.
Well, the only thing besides her feet is her arm and her face.
This needs to be covered. If you can't cover it, then you must let me have my musk so that I, too, can come home on a ship and stand at the railing and say, there is America, and if they have binoculars, to rent... So I can look, because I have to shield my eye from the woman. The woman is an object of temptation in my culture, and for me to be welcomed into America by a dog, boy, oh boy. His throat says, man, you ask a lot of a man when you make him change his beer, you know, but he's talking about that movie.
Yeah, I know. Do the right thing. You're saying I'm asking a lot of a man to ask him to see the Statue of Liberty and feel good? Good Lord. I think you're the first guy I ever in my life talked to who said when he sees the Statue of Liberty, he feels bad. Do you love this country?
I love America. I love America.
You love America?
I love it. Yes.
And yet the very symbol that so many of us can agree on, my God, we disagree about a lot of things. We even disagree about the flag. But there's one thing that we all agree on. Lady Liberty, man, you know.
I don't like Americans, but I love America. And let me explain, please.
What does that mean?
Let me explain. I love America, but American is every day. Let me go to, what do you say? Sunrise sandwich. Every day, breakfast, breakfast croissant, you know. Every day, chicken, spicy chicken. Every day, Jumbo Jack.
What are we doing now? We're listing fast food?
This is America. This is more than the Lady Liberty, more than Statue of Liberty, more than flag, more than president, more than the Mount Rushmore is the double sourdough, a double bacon Western sourdough. Have you? The worst thing I've ever eaten in my life is to go there and get that. I can't think about it now. I want to be sick. And
so you don't like Americans because of the fast food that we eat? Is that it?
Because of this, it is slothful, you know. But when I say to you that I love America, yes, I love America. And the reason why I love America is because in this country, I can say I must have a musk. I can't do it anymore without a musk. I've got to have a musk, and yes, I want it near Ground Zero.
All right, let me ask you this. Why does this thing have to be near Ground Zero, which is rapidly taken on in the last 9 years? It has taken on the characteristics of hallowed ground in our country. It is a sacred ground. Why?
Because we need foot traffic. If you're going to have Statue of Liberty, just like you have Statue of Liberty, you need foot traffic, you know.
And wait, the Statue of Liberty is out in the middle of the ocean.
Yes, but it gets foot traffic from the ferry boat that comes over. When the ferry boat comes by, lots of people on it, so there's foot traffic. We need to have a place where tourists go, where lots of people go. Battery Park, they don't have anything, and I spoke to my son. Todd says, besides the Statue of Liberty and the Battery Park, they don't have Jack S downtown. You know, you got to get something going on downtown.
Oh, well, so, Raj, your mosque, man, may be a symbol of freedom to you and other Muslims, but it ain't going to be no tourist attraction. I got news for you.
So you say, huh?
Well, what are we going to do, man? Go down there and do what? Am I supposed to go down there and stare at a mosque?
It's cool to look at a mosque. What do you mean? It's bitching. You know?
Oh, yeah, it's real bitching. What do I care? I don't give a damn, man. I don't care about churches. I don't go to a city to look at a church.
to me, you go to St. Patrick.
I get to St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. I'm a Catholic. A lot of stuff's happened there. Big wow. Other than that, I could care less. I lived my whole life in L.A., man. I ain't never been downtown to the cathedral downtown. I grew up in California, all these missions. You know the missions?
The what?
These California missions, I seen maybe one in my whole life. Nobody's going to go to a church. But people do like to go see historical monuments having to do with the country. Take a break right now. 877-876-PHIL. I feel almost as if I'm just, I'm losing my temper a little bit. We're talking with Mr. Raj Fanin here. And when I hear a guy say that the Statue of Liberty is not a very good symbol for Muslims because she looks like a slut standing out there with the torch, or you might as well have a dog. And we'd rather have a mosque or put a veil over the Statue of Liberty's face. It bothers me. Bothers me a lot. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
What did you say? You got to say that. My Phil Hendry Show here, my guest Raj Fanin, 877-876-PHIL. You just said to me off the air, Mr. Fanin, that in a way it was good what happened to the World Trade Center.
No, sir, I did not say that.
Yeah, well, did you not say to me that because the World Trade Center got knocked down, a lot of tourists go down there?
No, sir, I did not say this. This is a slander that you say. It's a slander that you say. My son is upset with the thing that you say.
Are you telling me that you did not say...
I did not use the word good. I said it was a fortuitous, which is a word that means fortune. Fortune can be good, fortune can be bad. But it is by way of fortune and the faith that this World Trade Center was knocked down. The people come there. So there is a foot traffic and the real opportunity for the mosque and associated business, food concession, souvenir stand.
Whoa, hold the phone here, man. You know, you are going way over food concession and souvenir stands. That's what you see.
There's real money to be made. Mr. Hendry, you know...
Real money to be made. Sir, we have laws, we have zoning laws in our country that avoid, that keeps away from places that are beautiful or pristine or historic or in other ways people value, that keep away from them concessionaires, the selling of balloons, the selling of popcorn, and stuff like that. And that's, if I see that around the World Trade Center, I'm going to come unglued. Maybe I'll be the only one. All right?
No, look, we're in the middle of a recession, Mr. Andrew. You have to get real. You are way off the, you know. Todd says, get with it. You know,
I'm tired of hearing what Todd's telling me.
There's real money to be made. I'm not saying open up a wimpy bag or the Jack in the Box. Although Americans are so in love with Jack in the Box, I could put Jack in the Box near a World Trade Center American would love. That's what I think. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here, starting the hour. John, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fanin. Go ahead, sir.
Phil, how you doing, my friend?
I'm a little angry.
Well,
I'm angry, too. You know, because...
You got no right to be angry. Why? Because you can't have a jack-in-the-box down to the World Trade Center?
Well, Phil, what I would like to tell you is that I'm out of the 7-9 out of Brooklyn North, and I responded to the towers, and I carry a piece of glass in my pocket every day when I work. I'm also a veteran of OEF and OIF, where I went to Afghanistan after 9/11, and I went to Iraq after I left Afghanistan.
And hold on for a minute.
Hold on for just a second.
I heard you belch, Mr. Fanin.
No, sir.
If I hear it again, you know what? I ain't going to hang up on you.
I did not.
Go ahead, sir.
Right. Well, I responded to the towers. I dug for days, and I have a lot of personal loss and a lot of personal gain from the ability to be in the military and fight for this country. And I respect Lady Liberty and what she stands for and what everyone fought for her. And I don't think Raj has a true appreciation for what that monument actually stands for. And the question that I have for Raj is, why do you feel that the Muslims, the people that brought those towers down and killed 3,000-plus Americans, need a monument at the base of that building to honor your religion? What is your answer to that, sir? Why should the Muslims have a forum at the base of the World Trade Center?
Well, first of all, not all the Muslims agree with the World Trade Center, those people. Those people are criminal. And America Muslims are law-abiding American Muslims. And that's number one, I wanted to say. And thank you for... you saved the lives of people.
It's like saying that right Japanese now, should have a monument at Pearl Harbor. What's wrong with you? If you love America
no,
so
Muslim
much...
Muslim is not another country. Muslim is not another country. Muslim is a religion that they belong in America. Now...
That's right. But why would Twin you Tower, think that the Americans would want a memorial at the base of the World Trade Center? What's wrong with you? There's monuments that you can worship.
If you look at the number of people that visit that site, you multiply that by... I did some research. Kentucky Fried Chicken, at the most visited place, to give or take...
What are you talking about, man, Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I thought I told you. If you put small business in that area, next to the mosque, now you got foot traffic. Now you bring in... what do you call it? Who's the gentleman?
John.
John, what do you like to eat?
I'm sorry, sir?
What do you like to eat? You like Kentucky Fried Chicken? You like the... What do you like?
I don't think it has anything to do with food.
No. If you put a Wendy's there... And
you're talking about putting in fast food stands. That's now your philosophy. Last hour, you were saying you needed a symbol for the Muslim people to come home to. You tell John that Islam is not a separate country, it's a religion, and yet you treat it like it's an entirely separate system. And now you're saying what?
I said last hour, what about Kentucky Fried Chicken? You didn't. I'm saying the foot traffic there alone, you can start 5-6 business. That's what I'm saying, John.
It's not about business at the base of the World Trade Center. It's about worship.
You,
it's about honoring the people that died there. And you don't understand that. That's why you shouldn't even have a forum, Raj.
What if I gave you the first checker stand there?
Look, you know something?
What if I gave you rights to the first KFC?
I fought and I dug, Raj, for American men
yes.
and women
yes.
that died in those
right.
towers.
Right.
Raj, you, no right. money, no monetary amount could amount to that. And that's what you don't understand.
It's a beautiful ballad to be made.
Oh, you know, if this is all about money to you, thank you very much, John, for your call, and thank you for your service to the country and your service to the community. If this is all about money to you...
You know, thank you for your service to the community, and I appreciate that. You know the service I can do for that? I said to that guy you could have the first Popeyes, and...
It doesn't make any difference. That cat doesn't want the first Popeyes. He wants to tell you that he was there. You got to understand something, and this is what you don't get. The emotions are running real high around this thing. People are pissed off. People are ready to commit homicide. I'm telling you, you got to back off, man. It's a bad idea. The timing is bad.
Timing? Since when is Popeyes and you've had the spicy, right?
Get out of here. 877-876-PHIL. Since when is Popeyes a bad idea, huh? You, by the way, Popeyes, no offense, you know, you're okay, but... 877-876-PHIL. Raj Fineen talking about all the foot traffic that the new mosque down near the World Trade Center would bring, and with it, plenty of new customers for a KFC, a Popeyes, or a Checkers. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, with me is Raj Fineen. And Mr. Fineen, hold on for just a second, everybody. I got to get that, bud?
What you got?
I got to turn the fan down, man. I mean, this is a fan that we bought for the studio. It's just a little tiny fan. But... Mr. Fineen, you there?
Yes.
All right. We continue talking with Raj Fineen about the mosque at Ground Zero. I think I've given you my feelings. We have a lot of people hanging on the line. Let's talk to them. But I will say to you, if you're telling me that the opportunity to make money with fast food at Ground Zero is one of the reasons why you should put a mosque there, then I just don't think there's any hope. I mean, you're putting money above the hallowed ground, a memorial piece of ground, that was made that way by people who have perverted your religion. I would think that you'd be equally angry.
Mr. I believe in my religion. The best way to get over this terrible thing in life is to get out and get your hands dirty and make something, create something, create some good out of it. But I look at America. I come to America. My son goes to school in America, and what do I see? I see the American people they work, and every day they will go for their lunch. They go to get a BK fish, BK big fish, I don't know.
It doesn't matter what the name of the sandwich is, sir.
No, I want to be, it's a BK big fish, or they get the Wendy, those square hamburgers. So if we can... endorse the American spirit of the entrepreneur, as you say, you know, entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
Then, you know, I put a BK Big Fish.
You know? A Burger King at Ground Zero is in bad taste, bad taste, bad taste, offensive. And you got to put it next to your mosque, is that it?
No, you can put it in the mosque. It's part of a food court.
A food court in the mosque. Is that what you got?
Let me ask you something. What's your problem?
You know, no, I got no problem, man. I got no problem at all. Do you put a food court in your mosque? That's what I'm asking.
You've been to a food court, right?
Yeah, I've been to a food court.
In the mall?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where do you put this, man? At the entrance to the mosque?
Put at the entrance. You put the... You do your prayers. You come out for... You come out for a big fish.
Okay, I'm done with my prayers. I think I'll go out and get me a big fish. Is that it?
No, I'm not going to say I think I'll go out and get me a big fish. I'm saying it's not even about Muslim, it's about America.
877-876-PHIL. Let me take a phone call from Valera in Alameda, California.
Hi,
Valera,
Phil.
You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Phil. How are you this evening?
Hello. Good. Good. Thank
you. First of all, I want to say that this is how I felt when I first heard him. He is here to exploit America and to make as much money as he can off of us. What he will do is when they do put the mosque there, if they're allowed to do it, which I hope they're not, they'll sit and put, he'll be a part of it, put all these fast food places around it so that he can make the money. That's the only thing that's good enough for him, is to make this money off of Americans. Now, a lot of people have said for him to go home. He needs to get out and go back to his country. And, you also said that you've been drinking wine. You also said you've been drinking wine this evening, so you're a bit tipsy, so you're really kind of nutty.
No.
You are despicable. And you, let's say, there's another thing that Americans have a saying. When you, the fault that you find in others is a fault in yourself, and you're calling women dogs. You are the despicable, ignorant dog, and you are raising despicable, ignorant children. Because of the way you are. And you need to...
I just told your son, tell your son to shut up. Tell
you're the dog. No. And you are the freak to look at the Statue of Liberty and say, oh, her breasts are showing. You're a freak. You are a drunk freak tonight is what you are. Now, what do you want
to
say? Get out and go back to your country because we don't need your kind here. And anybody that lives around you, they need to beware of you because no telling what you might do. You don't have no business.
I have not done anything to hurt anyone. I said to the man who had been the first responder, I said, thank you, and I wish that you get the franchise to the KFC. And
you thought that was a big thing to say to that guy?
What?
That man was a first responder.
Yes. And because he's a first responder, he gets dibs on the franchise.
Oh, my God. You're crazy. You are loony. Like I said, the fault you find in others is you are a despicable dog. You're ignorant. Get out. We don't need your kind here.
Do
you understand that?
Like fast food?
We don't need it.
Americans eat fast food.
What
all
does
you
it matter what we eat? That's none of your business. It's none of your business what we eat. If you don't like America and the things that we do, we don't need you or your kind here. That, in other words, when I say your kind, I'm saying the people that feel the way that you do.
A food court.
We don't.
A food court in a mosque.
You're drunk. You know what? You're drunk. You are drunk. Like you said, you had your wine and you're drunk.
Did you go to church? Did you go to church?
It has nothing to do with going to church. It has nothing
to
do with it. Bottom line. Bottom line. It has nothing to do with food courts and church. It has nothing to do with that. You are free and you don't need to be here. Anyone that thinks the way that
you
do and to raise children the way that
you,
the way that you do, they need to get out. You need to be put out. Hey, bark.
You tell that kid to shut the barking up?
No.
So who's the ignorant dog?
Todd's trying to say something. He's trying to say, my father is being forced to speak to...
Your father's ignorant and all the fathers before him that have taught you the way.
No.
It's the only thing America is good for you for is to rape us for our money and exploit us for money. That's the only reason why you're here. And then you bring your little bratty kid over here who's rude and barks in the phone.
Oh, please shut
He's
up.
No different than you. And that's how
please
you don't even respect
up.
Your own mother. Your mother's a dog.
Please
to you.
Shut up.
Make
please
me.
Shut
hey,
up.
I'm in Alameda.
Shut
you
up.
Come and you make me.
Shut up.
Because you know what? Because you can't handle it. Because you can't
shut
handle
up.
It. And I hope more callers call in and say, get out. And you hope, do the neighbors know where you live?
No, she's not going to shut up.
No. Shut up.
Your neighbors, anyone who knows please where he is, get a petition together and get him out of the United States. You
okay,
guys have
you
a
know
good
what?
Evening,
now,
okay?
Okay, so guess what? No, if I see your name on an application for a Wendy's, you don't get the franchise.
Oh, you're crazy. You're just, who wants it?
No, I'm not
it's
crazy.
It's about you.
All right, thank
you.
No. Oh, it's about Jews? You just said it's about Jews. You see, Mr. Henry.
All right, look, Laura, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking.
What was the lady's name?
What?
What was her name?
Valera.
Oh, that's the most made-up horse dung name.
You know what? I'm going to drive to your house and kick your son's ass.
You're going to... What?
I'll come to your house and shut that kid up.
You know, this is what happens in a country when a guy has a good business idea and people wish that they had their business and they didn't think of it. I did. And now everybody wants a piece of Raj. Everyone wants a piece of Raj. You know, everyone wants a piece of Raj pie. But let me tell you something.
A piece of Raj pie.
Let me tell you something.
First of all, you're not using that phrase properly. That is in reference to women.
What do we mean by reference to women?
Raj pie. And secondly, man, your idea for a good business, you don't understand. There are places where we do not do business. I don't care if we're starving to death. We're not going to open up a chicken stand next to World Trade Center, even if it is in the food court of a mosque. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Danny in Louisville, listening on WLRS. Danny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, thanks. Well, the more I listen to the show, the madder I get. That is nothing but a slap in America. That is nothing but a slap in America's face to allow a mosque to go up at ground zero. I can't believe that America would stand for something like that. Because these Muslims, I think they should just box all of them up, send a whole bunch back where they. I tell you, it's just.
You come from Kentucky, and you don't see the value of the the KFC. You don't. What about it? Let me tell you something, my friend. With the foot traffic alone,
will you stop with the business side of this stuff?
He can't tell me anything. He is ignorant. He's a perfect example of Muslims. They shouldn't send them all right back.
I wouldn't put it that way, sir. I don't think we should be that broad brush about Muslims.
Look at you all of a sudden being Mr. Egalitarian.
I never said that I think all Muslims are bad. I said that you, with your attitude, okay?
You think I'm stupid? Let me ask you a question. Who's this guy? What's your name? Danny?
Yeah.
Danny, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Who did this song? I am a man of constant sorrow.
I didn't call to talk about no song.
What the hell are you talking
about? I think it's a slap in our face. And they know what they're doing when they want to put a building up like that at ground zero. They know what they're doing. They're laughing at us. They're laughing right at us all the way.
Do you blame a man for trying to do business? You can't blame a man.
But can't I blame a man for not understanding that there's some places where you don't do business, that there's some places where you simply say, you know what, let's back off until the grieving is done. Let's back off until there's a better time to bring this up, as opposed to now where we have so many people suffering in so many different ways, still orphans. Do you understand that, Mr. Finine? Children without fathers, children without mothers. People that are, what is this?
Yeah, Todd found it.
Will you get out of here with that?
But I bet you he knew it.
Thank you very much, Danny. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking here with...
I've seen trouble all my
okay,
day.
Can you turn that off, please?
Listen to this. He was born and raised.
Think it's pretty funny, huh?
What's funny? This is what I'm gonna put this in every one of our KFCs. So when you walk through the door, you know.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Why am I listening to this?
Because this is music that put this music in the fast food, you know. In the fast food restaurant, you know, Ground Zero.
Are you mocking this? So why would you put this music? Because this is American music. This is bluegrass. This is our roots music, right?
Yes, this is our roots and also, blues music, you know.
Do you like this music?
Say that again.
Do you like this music?
No, redneck noise to me, you know. I like a Motown, you know. Now, this is a lot of redneck noise.
But you go ahead and you'll play. Turn that off, please. That's just offensive as hell. But you'll go ahead and put that in your restaurants because that's what those Americans like, huh?
Mr. Hendry, if I've said anything tonight to offend you or your audience, I apologize. But the mosque at Ground Zero must take place. We must have the mosque because then we can see a real growth spurt in the next fiscal quarter.
Do you currently own a fast food franchise?
Yes, I do.
Do you mind telling me which one?
I cannot tell you.
You won't tell me?
No, sir, I will not.
Well, you've been talking about when. Is it any of the big ones you...
It's not one that I've mentioned, no.
Well, you mentioned KFC a lot.
I don't own a KFC, no.
But you own a fast food franchise.
Yes, I do.
And that's why you were pushing to have a fast food franchise in the food court in a mosque at Ground Zero because there's real money to be made in the next fiscal quarter.
Couldn't put it better myself. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
All right, that's disgusting to me. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here in Nashville. It is Everett. Go ahead, Everett. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fanin.
Hey, good afternoon, my friend.
Good afternoon.
Raj?
Good afternoon. Hey.
Hey, you know, bless you real good, my friend.
Now. You know, I think, sun is not right now. It's not
Raj?
Afternoon. It's nighttime.
Okay.
You know that?
Well, good morning to you, Raj. Here's the problem.
There you go. There you go.
I wish you the best, my friend, but here's the problem. First of all, I think that you have a disrespect for women. I think you have a disrespect for women. And saying that the Statue of Liberty is like talking to a dog. That's very disrespectful to a woman. And I must ask you.
Why do they have a dog?
I must ask
what
you
dog?
A question. You have an 8-year-old son, right?
What's that?
You said you have an 8-year-old son, right?
Yes, my son Todd, yeah. 8 going on 26, you know, he's this kid.
Okay.
But you know what I mean.
So for you to have an 8-year-old son, you had to be with a woman. So why would a woman, talking to a woman, be like talking to a dog?
That's got nothing to do with making a kid.
Wow. It has a lot to do with it. It has a lot to do with it. You got to talk to a woman in order to be with a woman. So if you're going to be with a woman, then she's not a dog.
In my culture, it's not quite so complicated, you know.
No, it's really? Not in your culture?
It's respect. It's respect. The Quran, the Holy Quran does not teach you to disrespect a woman or disrespect
I don't disrespect
human
a woman. We want the women to know their place, right? And first of all, you don't, the one thing you don't do is you don't stand there in the Hudson River lording it over everybody. Where'd that come from?
Okay. So what happened to liberty and freedom for all? Didn't you have to take the test to be legal in the United States?
I'm not a citizen of the United States.
Liberty and freedom for all.
Right. But I think that it would be...
Will you turn that hillbilly music off, please?
I just want to ask this guy, do you like this?
Turn it off.
Why would you disrespect me in the middle of my comments? I'm not disrespecting you.
No, you're right. I'm doing a marketing research. If you like that kind of music, if you go into a KFC and
you're not doing any marketing research about your KFC at Ground Zero.
My friend,
it's not gonna happen.
I don't mind. I don't even have a problem with the mosque being downtown New York. I don't have a problem with it. What I have a problem with, will you please stop that?
Stop the music.
What I have a problem with is that you disrespect Muslims across the United States and across the world.
Are you kidding?
I'm standing here serious. You are going to be disrespectful. You present the wrong argument for any peaceful Muslim in America and across the world. Because you have
a bat for the mosque, and you guys are sitting back letting me take all the heat while I go to bat for it.
No, I
this
just
gentleman
told you
is
I don't have a problem with it. I said I don't have a problem with it. I'm a black man in America. I cannot say every white man is against every black person because of slavery. So everybody is not against the mosque. What we are against is people like you that make sexist comments and make the comments saying that the mosque is a symbol that Muslims are free. That's not true.
What are you talking about? Are you
saying
it's a place of worship,
I know, my
friend. If you see a mosque, don't you feel good? If you see a mosque, don't you say yeah, all right? And
if
don't
I
you
see
say
anything in America? Anything in America? There's a separation of state and church according to the Constitution. You make it hard for people to agree because of your the way that you are presenting your argument. You should be a peaceful Muslim.
I said that if you want, I mentioned Popeye's fried chicken.
Every time you open your yap, Raj, now, in the last half hour, it's about Popeye's, KFC, Wendy's, making money, getting franchises. This whole thing has been your pitch to turn Ground Zero, which, as I said to you, is hallowed ground in this country, where not only Christians but Muslims died. You want to turn it into a free enterprise zone for fast food.
Well, I don't know. All of a sudden, I want to make a decent dollar, and all of a sudden, this guy, he's riding me, right? And here's a gentleman here. He's a black man in Tennessee, and he won't even stick up for me as a Muslim, see?
I agree with you. See, the problem is I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with free enterprise. I don't have a problem with you making money. What I do have a problem with is your disrespect for the true Muslim faith that says that Muslims are peaceful people
that
worship.
But I did say Mr. Hendry forced me to speak to women. Now, you know that that's like I have to speak dog talk.
No. That's not... I'm not going to let him go with that. And I appreciate your phone call as well, sir. I got to take a break here on the famous, the world famous, or the formerly famous, or whatever it was, Phil Hendry show.
What happened to the brother?
Forget about the brother, okay? Turn that off, too.
I can't make a decent dollar. Is that it?
Phil Hendry.